B-Pod Studios.
May I have your attention, please?
I'm not awake right now.
Wake up!
Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey.
I've been waiting for this day for a long time.
You've been waiting on Tuesday?
This is my favorite day.
Really? Tuesday?
That's pretty weird, but...
Whatever floats your boat. Y'all ready to do this thing?
Ready when you are, baby.
It's showtime!
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to a Tuesday morning. It's opening day at Fenway. You know, Hank just mentioned to me, it's a pretty good day for football players. Not necessarily baseball players, but football players will be at Fenway today.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting. Can honor the Patriots and the World Series championship Red Sox.
Yeah, but without Tom Brady and Bill Belichick.
Yeah, that's right.
For sure, like, they're definitely not going. They said so.
They couldn't get tickets.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it is. It's tough on opening day.
And one of them will be retired, right? Gronk's supposed to show up, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
He'll always, nothing else to do, right?
He'll always show up for a party.
Yeah.
Okay. We got, you know, with opening day, we have opening day at Fenway, the legendary poem by our own Nick Mills coming up a little after 7 o'clock this morning. Other things coming up on the program today. Well, March Madness has finally come to a conclusion.
Thank God.
And
talk about overstaying your welcome.
Hey, LBF, you ended up doing very well in our
not bad.
WROR pool.
Oh, that's good. I paid attention. Where did I land?
You might have been in second place. Bell won the pool. I finished.
Yes, I won it, and you finished. Let's see. Let me pull up our standings right here, LBF.
See, I was somewhere by the caboose.
You were third.
Wow.
Third
Virginia Cavaliers are the champions.
You got a bronze medal. Congratulations.
Kind of a vindication for, you know, their coach, Tony Bennett, after last year.
Tony Bennett is a coach?
Yeah, it's hard to believe.
You would have picked them to win if you knew that.
Yeah,
sings the national anthem
for San Francisco.
And amazing, his co-coach was Lady Gaga. It was an amazing thing. Okay, so we got that coming up for you today. We got the dirty laundry. What are you covering in dirty laundry?
You know, I've been
today?
A little obsessed. Now, this is kind of out of my wheelhouse with the American Country Music Awards that were on the other night because. Yep. Miranda Lambert threw some serious shade at Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani when she did her medley of music, and I love it so much, I want to play it over and over again.
Okay. We will share that with you this morning. Well, how about the college scandal, huh?
Well, Felicity Huffman doing the right thing.
I think so.
Well, yeah. I mean, what else is she going to do? She's just going to... Although, she could go the Lori Loughlin route and Loughlin route. And
keep your mouth shut.
Well, yeah. I think she's going to fight it. I think hers is a bigger deal because it's more money.
Well, you got to think if the prosecutor wants Felicity Huffman to do what, 4 months time
in prison?
In prison, what are you going to be thinking if you spent and she spent $15,000?
Yeah,
a half a million. That'd make me nervous.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
She should have to like do something worse, like teach a college class. I mean, at USC.
Teach a junior high school class. That's even tougher.
Ugh.
Okay. Kind of an interesting question today. Would you want to experience what it's like to be the opposite sex if you could start over and do it again?
Well, only because I'd get paid more.
Guess who wants to be James Bond? We have that coming up for you this morning.
Oh, exciting.
All of this. Plus, of course, we have Win a Grand in 60 Seconds, and that is coming up at about 12 minutes here. Oh, and get a load of this. It is opening day at Fenway. You got to work. Well, so do we. But while you are at work, you could win your way into Fenway Park to see the Who.
Who?
That's right. Here's the cue to call. Be the 15th caller. Be calling 617-931-1057. You win a pair of tickets to see The Who, September 13th at Fenway Park. The Tales and an extra chance to win right now at WRR.com.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
Well, good morning, everyone, and we will be your chefs this morning right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. As you're preparing breakfast, or maybe you just like to do like BLTs for the family meal or something
sure.
like that. And we're having this discussion about bacon. And getting the perfect crispy bacon. Now, you find it difficult to get the perfect crispy bacon.
At my house, I do. I've tried it all. I've tried frying, like, you know, pan searing it or whatever. Yep, I've tried baking it, microwaving it. Microwaving it is the worst, by the way. And then, I don't know, baking it, I just haven't figured it out yet. So pan tossing, frying.
I have the solution.
I don't think that's a method.
This is the way to get perfect bacon if you like crispy, nice crispy bacon.
And who doesn't?
And who doesn't is absolutely
my great. Son and my mother-in-law.
Oh, okay.
They like
they're monsters.
Limp, soggy bacon.
We call it flippy bacon because it's like barely like, cooked.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
We take it out about 10 minutes before the bacon's actually done for them.
Oh, no,
okay.
Horrible.
But if you don't want that, if you want the really tasty, crispy bacon. And this, by the way, got this from Alex Guarnaschelli. She's from the Food Network. Yeah. And she posted this. You make it in a pan. Don't make it in the oven. Make it in a pan on top of the stove, not in the oven. And what the real secret is, when you put the pan on, before you put the bacon in, you put about a half an inch of water in the pan.
Okay.
And then you put the bacon in the water. And then you you start cooking it like you'd ordinarily cook bacon. And the first thing that happens is all the water evaporates. So you just wait for the water to evaporate. And then the bacon starts to cook as it ordinarily would. And what happens is when the water evaporates and the bacon's in the water, you're rendering the fat out of the bacon. You don't have to worry about that because there's plenty of fat in bacon. So it's not going to affect the taste or the flavor.
Pretty much all fat.
Okay. Yeah, basically, it's pretty much all fat. And once the fat is rendered, it's a lot easier to get the bacon to crisp up. So if you hate, you know, stringy, uncooked bacon, this is the way to do it. And it'll work every
all
time.
All right, I'll try it.
I have
a
tip.
Try. Yeah.
Never fry bacon naked.
Okay, another thing about this, it reduces splattering.
Yeah, I was going to say,
yeah,
but in a different way.
You know, it's funny, because at the beginning of this, I was hungry, and at the end, I was not.
But you can say, just a thought.
The Lorne and Wally Show. Mornings. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Wedding day at Fenway. So this is a big deal, big whoop-de-doo here, and one of the great pleasures of opening day at Fenway is we always get a visit from the Sausage Guy, and the Sausage
Best
Guy
day ever.
Is in the studio with us. Morning, good mornings. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, how am I doing? You kidding me?
Yeah,
it's opening day. It's fantastic.
Know, it's
other than
needing
my flannel.
Yeah.
I'm great.
Yeah, it's 36 degrees, right?
Stand really close to the grill.
Stand really close to the grill, yeah.
X already recommended that everybody, when you get to Fenway today, buy two sausage sandwiches, one to keep each hand warm.
Oh, yeah.
So, oh, yeah. Perfect idea.
Absolutely. Okay, so we'll have a lot of grill hoverers today, you know?
You could probably rent that.
So, Lauren, you do call it a sausage sandwich, and yet a hot dog is not a sandwich for you, right? I'm just curious.
Yeah, I do call it a sausage sandwich.
Not to start a controversy.
Because sometimes I do actually have my sausage on a bun. I'm not a hot dog bun, but
you just called this a sausage sandwich.
I did, yeah.
I was from Indiana, though.
I know. I'm just curious. That's,
what do you call it?
I call it yummy.
I call it, I just call it a sausage.
Yeah. There's no sandwich. Yeah, it's like a sausage. You don't eat it like
sausage
on a fork.
Sausage sandwiches here. It doesn't flow well.
Well, you know, actually, a hot dog or a sausage on a roll is a sandwich, because that's the definition of a sandwich is a meat piece of meat between, or whatever, between two slices of bread.
This has been a long debate.
But the sausage,
but again, a hot dog's just a hot dog, right?
Right, exactly.
You know.
I didn't mean to start anything.
You can't add to that. It's the hot dog.
Well, you did.
Okay. Oh, boy. Okay. Now I've done it.
So, what kind of sausages do you have? You have a variety, right?
Right, right. Own brand.
Yeah, we have our own brand. They're available all Stop and Shop, Hannaford's, Big Y, Trukey's, Donlin's, throughout New England. Today at Fenway, we're going to have our sweet, of course, our hot, our bourbon sausage.
Oh, you got the bourbon sausage.
We got the bourbon out there in our IPA brat, as well as
really?
Our beef hot dog.
Wow.
Which we'll call a hot dog.
Not a sandwich.
Okay, the bread is implied.
Are you going to be set up at the usual location?
Yeah, we're still at the Lansdowne Street garage across from the Green Monster, of course.
Right, yep.
We still get crushed by balls. We get hit by balls. The car gets hit by balls. It's still a hazard out there. It's pretty cool. I have on occasion. I've had some.
But do you have a new line of apparel that's out this year?
Finally, we have a lot of people waiting for our shirts and hats to come in. So yes, we are going to have all our swag out there today for the first time in a while. And it's going to be awesome. You're going to need to layer up, too. So if you need another layer, come see us.
You know, you really want to be dressed right. You get a Sausage Guy shirt and a Sausage Guy hat to go to the ball game today.
No doubt. No doubt about it.
So
when you file your taxes, do you just write the Sausage Guy up the top?
I do. It's just shy from being on my license. It's on all my credit cards. My wife's like, do you think you should put your name on one of those credit cards? I'm like, I don't. Why?
I love it. That's okay. Awesome.
So what time are you going to start selling sausages?
Oh, we'll, the grills are on at 8. We'll be selling by 8:30.
Oh, okay. And, excellent.
It's a breakfast sausage.
Yeah, yeah. Like I always, it's better than Wheaties. Let's face it.
And the sausage you brought in this morning had the peppers and the onions on them, and you have all the condiments available,
all
right?
All the condiments,
okay.
Absolutely.
And by the way, do you ever, okay, we've had this debate here in the studio, but maybe you can help us out. Do you ever put mayonnaise on your sausage?
Never. It's been asked.
It's not a monster.
Yeah. Maybe I'm the only one.
You're a monster.
Okay.
What
mayonnaise.
I like to do myself, I'll open face grill it, and I'll do fry the onions extra caramelized with a little bit of hot sauce.
Oh,
yeah, that's it.
That's
huh?
a good that's idea.
Okay, sausage guy at Fenway today, and by the way, you can go get some, making your own, you know, at home. Where they found the
Stop and Shop, Hannaford's, Big Y, Trukey's. Nice. So if you can't get to Fenway Park, bring the experience home. Put on the grill. Put in the frying pan, and love it, and love it. Let's go, Sox.
Sausage guy, go Sox. Thanks a lot.
Thank
you. This morning. Appreciate it. Okay, Hank, what's going on? And what, 2:05 today, but everybody's supposed to be at the ballpark by 12:30.
Get there for 12:30 for the festivities. Remember that they're going to fly some of those jets overhead.
Yep.
In case they shatter any of your windows. Chris Sale gets the start. Sox are playing the Toronto Blue Jays. They're terrible, too. Both teams are 3-8, and Sox are going to raise the World Championship banner. They're going to get their rings, and then they're going to honor your New England Patriots Super Bowl champs. I know Gronk is going to be there, Stephon Gilmore. Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, I don't think so. Maybe you could send sausages to their house. Maybe you can entice them to come over. All right, new study by Boston University. Listen to this. It says Major League umpires made 34,294 incorrect calls on balls and strikes last year.
Well, that was just in the World Series. 14
a game. Celts, they wrap up the regular season against the Wizards tonight in D.C. And Virginia rallied to beat Texas Tech 85-77 in overtime to win the men's NCAA basketball championship in Minneapolis last night, their first title ever.
Thank you, Hank. 105.7 WROR. Good morning. This is the Lorne Morning Show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Always a big day. It's opening day at Fenway. Are you excited? Ready to get the, you know, it's a spirit of renewal, a feeling of renewal, a brand new season. There's always hope ahead and all that kind of stuff, you know?
It's true. I like it. Opening day is a fun day. It's, yeah, it's like going to be summer. So.
Summer. Summer's on the way.
Yeah.
So, in the tradition of the Lorne and Wally Morning Show, it's time to present the annual reading of opening day at Fenway.
This is my favorite part.
This is great.
Of opening day.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Nick Mills.
It's opening day at Fenway, and a thrill is in the air. The Sox are back in town, and there's a hum in Kenmore Square. The long, cold winter's over now. The snows have gone away. The sun is getting closer, and it's warmer day by day. Emerging from our overcoats like moths from our cocoons, we spread our wings and point our hearts toward April's, May's, and June's, when the season's full of promise and the field is full of dreams, and the old ball yard on Yawkey Way is bursting at the seams. It's opening day at Fenway, and the fans are streaming in from Southie, Newton, Roxbury, from Everett and Lynn. The ushers in their bright red coats are dusting off the chairs. The boys are selling popcorn, yelling up and down the stairs. It's opening day at Fenway, and by some peculiar quirk, some 30,000 people have the same day off from work. 10,000 aunts are sacrificed on the altar of opening day. Their funeral processions all wind up on Yawkey Way. The seats are filling up now. The opening pitch is near. The bleacher bums get settled with their paper cups of beer. For some fans, it's their first game. For others, it's their last. But all are here, united with the glory of the past. They gaze upon the green expanse where heroes played the game. Williams, Yaz, and Clemens, and more of lesser fame. Down the years, the Fenway fans have seen the very best. Jolton Joe and Mantle, the Bambino, and the rest. It's opening day at Fenway, and the pitcher's on the mound, and a patch of earth in Boston once again is sacred ground. The heroes of tomorrow and the ghosts of yesterday line up along the foul lines as the anthem starts to play. Now the rabble in the bleacher seats takes up the ancient call. It's echoed in the grandstands and it rattles off the wall. Play ball, the 30,000 cry. And let the game begin. It's opening day at Fenway, and the Sox are gonna win.
Excellent.
Yeah. Excellent.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Well, good morning. It is time now for your 720 Men for Maine. And it's brought to you by Walgreens. This week at Walgreens, get great deals on the essentials you need. Now, 12-pack Coca-Cola or Pepsi products are three for $9.99 with a card. Limit three per customer. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. And here's your Men for Maine episode, everybody.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed adventure begins, Effie and Ellie are having a little girl talk when we hear...
Well, you know, I was watching Oprah Winfrey, and they had one of those self-help quizzes.
Yeah?
And they asked, in just four words, describe the most important thing in your love life.
Four words, the most important thing in your love life. That's a hard one.
Oh, that's good. That works.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
For another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of men and women from Maine. Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
We're presenting a special episode. Welcome to Pomp and Circumstantial Evidence. This is the latest.
Very
latest. Okay, so what is the latest?
Surprise thing happened yesterday. Felicity Huffman pleaded guilty to the crimes and misdemeanors when she bribed USC people or college admission people to get her daughter into college, Operation Varsity Blues.
It was a good, you know, statement, too.
Yeah, this is her statement. I'll read some of it. Say this, it's when you apologize, it's important to apologize, and you never really get that in apologies.
Yeah.
But I think this one's a pretty good one. I am in full acceptance of my guilt and with deep regret and shame over what I have done. I accept full responsibility for my actions and will accept the consequences that stem from those actions. I am ashamed of the pain I have caused my daughter, my family, my friends, my colleagues, and the educational community. I want to apologize to them, and especially I want to apologize to the students who work hard every day to get into college and to their parents who make tremendous sacrifices to support their children and do so honestly. My daughter knew absolutely nothing about my actions, and in my misguided and profoundly wrong way, I have betrayed her. This transgression toward her and the public, I will carry for the rest of my life. My desire to help my daughter is no excuse to break the law or engage in dishonesty. Now that, my friends,
that is an apology.
And it's, you know, an admittance of guilt. And prosecutors, she's not just going to be able to go home. That's the problem.
She's going to have to take something out of this.
So they're going to recommend the low end of prison time for her, which is like kind of 4 months. Versus the 20 years behind bars if she'd been convicted by a jury. So it was probably a smart idea to plead guilty.
Basically, I think Lori Loughlin's feeling that.
I think she has
because she spent how much did she spend? Lori Loughlin?
$500,000
or something like that.
Versus $15,000.
Okay. And what she did was, what Felicity did was she got the answers. She got the answers on the SATs changed.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Oh, the ACT.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that it? Yeah, okay.
Actually, pleading guilty, she doesn't have to assist the officials with their case should it go to trial. So she doesn't have to, like, narc on anybody.
You know, a lot of times in an apology, you get the, I'm so sorry that what I did made you think that I did.
Yes,
no,
right,
if you're going to apologize, you got to own it.
So she was one of 13 parents who pleaded guilty. Did you say pleaded or pled? And Lori Loughlin and her husband have not put in any plea yet. So she might do that. But she might look and be like, maybe this is a good idea.
But can you imagine if you're Lori Loughlin thinking, all right, they want to give her 4 months in jail for $15,000.
Yeah, what am I
going to
get?
What do you think they want to do for a half a million?
Yeah, and William H. Macy was not named by name in the report. He was called spouse because he never really was caught doing anything.
Anything wrong?
Well, he was part of it. I think he knew. But he wasn't in any of the paperwork or any of the phone calls. I think by design. He's been playing that lead role in Shameless. Too long, William H. Macy. Too long.
The Lorne and Wally Show. Mornings More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Okay, let's get into the old dirty laundry this morning.
You just couldn't wait, could you? You love dirty laundry so much.
Okay.
Okay, we've got something you should watch tonight. Somebody's writing a memoir. Someone's sick, but first, someone threw some shade at Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani at the American Country Music Awards, and it has made my week because I think that I'm confident in saying that I am Team Miranda Lambert in this whole thing. I know that the two of them got a divorce in 2015, and it has been 4 years that I've been thinking about this. 4 years that I've been actually, not every day.
Holding a grudge,
no,
right?
No, but not every day, but once in a while, I think about Miranda Lambert and Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani, and I get a little angry.
Wow.
And I have problems. Yeah. I mean, 2015... But I don't have the most problems because Miranda Lambert still is upset. And they were all at the American Country Music Awards the other night. Miranda was doing a melody of all of her songs. Gwen and Blake were in the audience.
Medley.
Now, medley? What did I say?
Medley.
Melody?
Melody.
Medley, melody, whatever they were singing. And okay. So then Miranda, when she was with Blake Shelton, lived in Oklahoma. They lived together in Oklahoma. I'm explaining this because she changed the lyric to one of my favorite songs that I always play when I'm angry at somebody, Little Red Wagon. Here we go.
You only love me for my big sunglasses and my Tony Lamas. I got the hell out of Oklahoma.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, you did.
Okay, that's a shot.
So that's what happened. And they're sitting in the audience, and then maybe it was uncomfortable for everybody because, I don't know, it must have been. It was not uncomfortable for me. I'm going to watch the American Country Music Awards next year.
Just to see if she takes another shot.
I love Miranda Lambert so much.
She can't let it go, though. It's 4 years.
You need to really let it go.
You need to move on,
right?
Listen, I can't even let it go, and I wasn't even married to the people.
I know. That's a problem.
So I get it.
You need to seek counseling.
And I just, it was such a nice burn. I feel so good about it. It's like, Anyway.
Think how she felt.
Yeah, really.
Right? Exactly. Hey, guess who's writing a memoir?
I give up. There are only like 17 million
Thanks
people.
Thanks for playing along. Tom Selleck
really?
Is writing a memoir about his days as Magnum PI and also life away from the camera. I wonder if he's going to write about how he siphoned all that water for his avocado farm.
Let's hope so.
He's great in Blue Bloods. I love him.
You do? You love that show.
It's really great. Bridget Moynihan, Donnie Wahlberg.
Is he going to talk about his time on Friends at all?
Probably.
Oh, thank goodness.
I have no idea. I just want to make you feel good. Hey, Fleetwood Mac is postponing the remainder of their spring dates because Stevie Nicks has the flu. I mean, all right, but the flu lasts for what? How long?
And she was going to go ahead and she was going to
do the festival,
for the Stones and then
New Orleans Jazz Fest.
Yeah, wow.
So that's not happening. So they'll return maybe when she feels better. I feel a little bit. What do you?
You got Mick having heart surgery.
I know.
These people, they're getting older, and that happens. You get a little sick, and you don't bounce back the way you used to. No shame, no judgment. Hey, what are you doing tonight? Because FX has this new show that I'm so excited about. Here's why. It has to do with musical theater. It's called Fosse Verdon, and it's about Bob Fosse and Gwen Verdon and how they made... they were like choreographers
together.
They were
husband and wife, right?
Well, pardon me?
They were husband and wife,
but then bad things happened. And it's about their relationship, and it's brought to you by the people who did the Joan Crawford, Betty Davis thing on FX, which was so good.
Oh, this ought to be fun.
Not to mention that it stars Sam Rockwell and Michelle Williams, which is going to make it awesome. And I am going to be tuning in tonight at 10 on FX, and you should too. Oh, by the way, I've continued to watch The Act on Hulu. I don't know if anybody out there is watching it, but is that stuff messed up or what? I'm on episode 4 now, and I needed to shower.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You got to watch it. It's nuts. It's nuts.
And you needed to shower because it's dirty?
It's not dirty filthy. It's dirty like, these people are terrible people. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, like just terrible.
Oh, then never mind.
Okay.
80s and more. 105.7.
No, I got another show for you, but like with that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Sponsored by Horizon Interior, 80s
and more.
105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Over the last 6 days in particular, in playing Win a Grand in 60 Seconds, we have come ever so close so often to giving away $1,000 from Century Bank. Perhaps today will be the day, because Win a Grand in 60 Seconds is on the air. Our player this morning is a computer analyst from North Andover, Massachusetts, named Carla Daw. Good morning, Carla. Welcome. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. Doing great, thanks.
Great, great. Okay, computer analyst.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
So this is pretty interesting. Analytical mind.
How come my Mac keeps freezing when I try to download Amazon stuff? Wait, I guess I'll ask you that
okay,
later.
Strong.
That's question number one.
Strong comprehension and retention of facts and useless information, I'm sure. Is that does that pretty much describe you this morning?
I'd like to think so.
Okay, good. So, LBF will ask you 10 questions. 10 useless questions. You know, just useless information will be the correct answers here.
There's
you
a theme today.
You get them all. There is, it is a theme day because this is opening day at Fenway.
Yes, so it's so a you theme. Have
to, so it's, guess what it's going to be? You know anything
musical
about
theater.
You know anything about sports?
A little.
A little.
Okay, okay. Don't worry.
So, ladies and gentlemen, let's play Win a Grand in 60 seconds.
What kind of hot dogs do they serve at Fenway?
KM.
Name Boston's baseball team.
Red Sox.
When you get three strikes, what happens?
You're out.
What shape is a baseball diamond?
Diamond.
What was Yaz's full name?
Carl Yastrzemski.
Where is Red Sox manager Alex Cora from?
Puerto Rico.
What is the name of the pole in right field at Fenway?
Teske. Oh, yeah, Teske.
Who was the lead in the movie The Natural?
Robert Redford.
Who played All the Way May in the movie of League of Their Own?
Pass.
True or false, baseballs were first mass-produced in Natick?
Pass.
Who played All the Way May in the movie A League of Their Own?
Madonna.
True or false, baseballs were first mass-produced in Natick?
True.
Yeah.
Okay. Ten. You got 10.
You got 10. 10. You got 10, ten. Right. You got 10 right?
No, the first one she said.
KM makes the Fenway Frank.
Oh, my God.
I think we're going to have to accept that, don't you think?
Yeah, then KM, that's it. Then you got it.
Okay.
Oh,
congratulations.
Yay. I'm so excited.
That's fantastic.
I'm so happy for you because I wasn't sure the first one was right, but yay, I'm so happy.
Carla, you have won $1,000 in cash.
On opening day.
That's a good way to start it, isn't it?
And I have to shout out to KM because they're a customer of the company I work for.
Oh, my God, really?
Wow.
Well, that disqualifies you, then.
Just kidding. Oh, my gosh, I'm so happy.
So
oh,
you,
good.
You're happy. I'm happy.
I've been dying to give this money away.
You knew what you were talking about on the Franks, then.
Yes, exactly. Oh, my gosh, I was so nervous.
Very good.
No.
Hey, congratulations. Can you hold the line here because we have to get all the information and we got to, you know.
Yes, I can hold the line.
Okay. For $1,000, you'll hold on.
Yes, I will.
Okay, good
Yahoo!
For you.
I'm so excited.
Nice job.
Get it.
Yay!
Okay. Hey, we're going to play this game again tomorrow. If you think you can play and win, you got to register first to qualify. Log on to WROR.com, and you, too, could be winning
$1,000. I've never been this happy to give away $1,000. Trust
Century
me.
And more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
So the question, given the opportunity to swap out sexes, and say you could do it and anytime you wanted to, you could snap your fingers and come back, you know, to your original form. Would you be willing to do this? They ask over 2,000 people this. And it's surprisingly, only like 1 in 10 said, yeah, maybe I'd like to give that a try to find out what it's like. Would you be interested in doing that at all?
Yeah.
I would.
Yeah. Yes. There's so many advantages to being a guy. You know, making more money. I could go around mansplaining all day long. What must that be like?
Oh.
I could have toxic masculinity all over me. I don't know. It would be interesting. To be fair, it would be interesting to step in somebody else's shoes. Even though they're flats.
Are you pretty sure? Well, you would, let me get this right. You would be interested in changing over?
I would love to come back as a guy.
You would like to come back as a guy?
Yeah, I would, just to get inside their heads and wonder what they're thinking.
Really? There's not much there.
Yeah, I know, but that's
I can tell you right now. You got 3 seconds?
What little there is, I would like to find out.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd give it a try, just because it would be less weird as I'm, skulking around Victoria's Secret.
That's a good reason.
They wouldn't ask me to leave.
Yeah, exactly. Think of it that way.
Fogging up the window up front. Yeah.
Then we could go to Lululemon.
Try it on. See what that's all about.
I there's probably to be pros and cons. It's going to be weird to be a guy.
BJ, the eternal intern, says, you could get paid more stand-up peeing and something else. I know, she had 3 reasons.
And so. Men would remember what you said.
Yeah, it must be not like that. Completely ignore people and just watch their mouths move and have nothing actually retained. What a life!
Good life. I was thinking about it. I've been a guy most of my life.
Yeah.
And I think I'm pretty happy. But it might be interesting, you're right, to get at somebody else's perspective on the whole thing.
Right. Maybe that's what will happen. We'll have a Freaky Friday. You'll come back as me, and I'll come back as you.
And I'll be called Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh, wow.
Boy, that took a weird turn, didn't it?
80s and more. 5-7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
Okay. Lucky you.
Hey, Hank, what's going on out there anyway?
I've seen that movie.
80s and more. 5-7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the segment of the program known as Things That Are Tough to Watch. So, if you're not a fan of, check this video out, because people's legs aren't supposed to bend that way. You kind of wouldn't want to see this. But there was this college gymnastics event that took place over the weekend. This happened down in someplace down south. And there's a young lady who's a member of the gymnastics team from Auburn, and her name's Samantha, and she did one of those big dismounts, and when she landed, you know how you're supposed to flex your knees and all that stuff?
I don't know.
Unfortunately, the knees went the wrong way.
Oh.
And it's one of those things where, no, legs don't bend that way. And they went completely backwards. And everybody was
done that with like a Barbie doll.
And they thought that, she's broken both of her legs, but she did not.
It's worse.
She dislocated both of her knees and did a lot of ligament damage, but they did some surgery and she's going to be fine. However, she has announced that she's retiring from gymnastics.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, okay, wow, that's one of those really tough to watch.
How many times did you personally watch that video? Just the one time, man.
That was
just the one time. I couldn't watch it. I did not
want to
watch it.
Yeah, I don't want to watch it. I could not watch it.
I didn't even want to hear you describe it.
It was like watching, famous, like.
Did you go back and watch Joe Theismann and Alex
Smith?
I did not
watch the Theismann injury. No,
Gordon Hayward.
Gordon Hayward. Whoa. That was one of the really tough ones to watch too. Yeah. And so then PJ comes walking into the studio and she says, "Oh, you think that's tough to watch? Check this out."
PJ, can I just say, PJ watches gross things.
Like Dr. Pimple Popper.
Super Dr. Pimple Popper.
Okay.
Pimple Popper.
You're the one who watches that, huh?
Yeah, I know I'm gross, and it's okay.
There's a weird satisfaction to it.
Yeah, it's just watching this happen. And the fact that the human body can grow these semi-disgusting things, because I won't say Pimple Popper. Pimple Popper is really disgusting. I think the newest show that I have found definitely has put me over the edge to the point that I got queasy and had to shut off the TV.
Okay. What is this?
Show is called The Toe Bro. It is on A&E. It's on A&E. I found it while watching Live PD, another obsession, which I'm very sad about. But anyways, he literally...
He's a doctor.
He's a podiatrist. And feet are disgusting anyways, but I was like, it's kind of along the line of Dr. Pimple Popper. I'll give it a watch. Nope. He was injecting people with like the Novocaine and stuff to like numb. Toenail removals, and he deals with a lot of fungus and hangnails and ingrown toenails,
and like
your breakfast?
Corns. Yeah, and like
And to see him use these tools and get underneath the toenails, I was like, no, I can't do this anymore.
There's good news for you, though. They sell those tools at thetobro.com. Like all the things, the instruments that he uses.
Like Dr. Pimple Popper has her own tools, too. So you can go on these sites and buy them.
You know what the worst thing is when you're watching something and a promo for those shows comes on? Even those gross me out.
Yeah, but the promo wasn't that, like, the promo was very, like... PG compared to what the actual show was.
The new episode is on tonight at 10.
I think it's the last night of this of the season tonight.
The season or the season?
Well, they did like 8 shows to see how it went.
So the show is all about people who have like foot problems.
And like their friends are in the room and watching their friends' reactions to what's happening. The people have to take them home because they can't walk on their feet.
And Lauren, you can get the,
fantastic.
The deluxe professional ingrown toenail file for only $39.95.
That's okay. I'm trying
Canadian.
To cut it. Canadian. Okay.
So it's cheaper.
Yeah. So this is Canadian television, so it's a little more disgusting than American.
Okay.
Television.
Well, good. Well, thank you for sharing that with us this morning.
So gross.
LBF, you are just you're watching
the wormhole.
It.
Not watching it. I'm just he looks
oh,
like a nice.
Worms
he is. He's a very nice and funny guy. The one who watches, but the fact that he like loves feet like. Disturbs.
Well, maybe if somebody has acne on their feet, they could have a joint show.
That's probably true.
Dr. Pimple Popper and Dr. The Tobro.
All right, I think okay. We just need to stop talking.
Okay, thank
this.
You very much for sharing. Maybe oversharing this morning.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.